You're listening to All Things Cage at Wave Farm's WGXC 90.7 FM Radio for Open Ears. I'm your host, Laura Kuhn, soon to be Emeritus Director of the John Cage Trust. This week, after a several months hiatus, I'm returning to producing new programs for All Things Cage, not for weekly airing as before, but quarterly. To begin, I've created a program for this week in which we explore a little-known CD that came out from the Electronic Music Foundation as EMF CD 081 in 2012, John Cage's centennial year. The producers were William Blakeney and Joel Chatterby, the latter the longtime director of EMF, an institution he founded in 1994, situated in Albany, New York. Both concert and CD were produced to celebrate the 30th anniversary of Music Works, Canada's experimental music and sound art publication. The CD is entitled An Evening of John Cage, Harpsichord, Birdcage, two works frequently performed and produced by Chatterby and thus very close to his heart. This recording was captured at a joint performance of the two pieces that was given in Toronto at the Ontario College of Art and Design on June 11, 2008. Harpsichord, from 1967 to 1969, is scored for 1-7 amplified harpsichords synchronized by computer with tapes distributed across 1-51 monaural machines. The harpsichordists for the OCAD performance were Eve Egoyan, Mark Kuru, Casey Sokol, Tanya Gill, Gregory O, Gail Young, and George Bosky, while electronics were the work of Robert Wheeler, Amy King, and Donald Gillies, along with Blakeney and Chatterby. Hiller's original electronic score was used, edited, and restored by Blakeney. Each of the 52 computerized tapes used in any realization of Cage's harpsichord is based on a specific scale, a macro or micro division of the octave in equal temperament. The work ultimately came about as the result of a 1962 letter Cage received from Antoinette Vischer, a Swiss harpsichordist and advocate of contemporary music, who wanted to commission Cage to write a harpsichord piece for her. Now, Cage disliked harpsichords and initially said he didn't have time. But when Lejarin Hiller, director of the Experimental Music Studio of the University of Illinois, secured an appointment for Cage as associate member of the Center for Advanced Study during the academic year 1967-68, in addition to his status as visiting professor of music at the Graduate College, Cage got the idea of using the computer at the Experimental Music Studio to compose the work. He finally wrote back to Antoinette Vischer with positive news on February 10, 1967, 5 years later. "I have a very curious piece in mind," said he. As Joanne Rivet describes Cage's early thoughts in her liner notes for the 2003 recording, also put out by the Electronic Music Foundation, Cage wanted to use Mozart's music as the basis for his new piece. The computer would permit him to analyze statistically the melodic structure of Mozart's music. In return, Cage would use those statistics to generate a piece that would not have been Mozart's, but rooted in Mozart. Cage was particularly interested in a huge project that would have been impossible to realize without computer facilities. In taking shape, Cage's curious piece was going to be for one harpsichord and several tapes. Because the programmer that Hiller had scheduled to assist John Cage was finally not available, Hiller himself started to help and ended up collaborating very closely on the project. After 5 months of exchange, Cage decided Hiller should be recognized as the co-composer, and Hiller accepted the offer. Because they met extensively during the elaboration of the piece, it's very difficult to decipher who made which suggestions or took which decisions. But clearly, Hiller was the one who knew about computers and programming and therefore could make realistic proposals or counter-proposals. According to several of his recollections, Hiller suggested the use of musikalisches Wörspiel, Kirchel 294D, attributed to W.A. Mozart and commonly known as the musical dice game, which consists of instructions to compose waltzes by throwing two dice. The first task Hiller had to perform was to simulate Cage's I Ching method for generating random numbers by making a basic subroutine named I Ching to be called Music Comp, the program Hiller had used in previous compositions and the program he intended to use in harpsichord. Rivet's marvelous liner notes for the EMF 2003 recording are joined by other equally wonderful liner notes by Bill Brooks, David Eisenman, and none other than Chatterby himself. And lastly, and perhaps not surprisingly, Antoinette Vischer was a performer in the premiere of Cage's harpsichord, which took place in Champaign-Urbana, Illinois, on May 16, 1969. She is also the work's dedicatee. Harpsichord was published as EP 6804 by Peter's Edition as a work by John Cage and Lejarin Hiller. John Cage's Birdcage from 1972, scored for 12 pre-recorded tapes to be distributed by a single performer in a space in which people are free to move and birds to fly, was composed in the State University of New York's Electronic Music Studio, where Cage and Chatterby also produced performance tapes. In his liner notes for the CD we'll be hearing momentarily, Chatterby recounts that Cage's composition at the Ontario College of Art and Design performance would consist of 12 half-hour tapes with three tracks of recorded sounds: the chirping of birds in aviaries, the electronically treated sounds of Cage reading words from Henry David Thoreau's Walden, and fragments of found sounds and ambient street noise. In performing the piece, Cage operated a matrix mixer to select from the various tapes at random. The performers at the Ontario concert utilized the same technique through an array of high-powered KRK audiophile quality loudspeakers spread throughout the hall. Chatterby's closing assessment of the event: it was as exuberant and good-natured as it should be. It was as chaotic as it always is, but it also had a special kind of warmth and charm that is captured beautifully in this recording. Birdcage was published by Peter's Edition as EP 6810. Now, on to an extended excerpt from An Evening of John Cage, Birdcage, Harpsichord, EMF CD 081 from 2012. Enjoy. Yeah.
as though the world and I were.
Be quiet.
We'll be right back. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah.